Good morning, everybody. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance. Today is May 6th, 2012, and this is a free Sunday morning meditation. I invite you to join other free Sunday morning meditations. I do them monthly, and you can look on my website at the calendar to find out about the next free Sunday morning meditation. My web address is lightworkersalliance.com. And it's spelt pretty much like it sounds, lightworkersalliance.com. Thank you for joining us. And usually I jump right into the meditation, starting with an opening prayer. But today I'm going to explain the meditation first so that you can have a little bit of a subconscious jump start, a little preparation. Today we're going to work on releasing any old manifestations or desires or requests that we are still holding in our subconscious mind that have not manifested, releasing old things that don't serve us, that drain our energy, that distract us from focusing on what we truly want. So we will go into a field, our guides will take us to the most appropriate place, and then we will have a big violet flame bonfire and release all of those old things, and if it's appropriate for them to come back, they will. We will do this with the guidance of the I Am Presence and work with the highest and best good for all involved. So I hope your violet flame bonfire is beautiful and productive and helpful today. And again, I appreciate your presence on this call. It would be wonderful if you were sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your back straight. That is the best position for meditating. I hope you have some water or something nice to drink, maybe pen and paper if you're a note taker. And we will begin. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy bless each person listening with all the appropriate creator energy for sacred space. We ask that our sacred space be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within this sealed and sacred space, we allow only frequencies of pure Christ consciousness light, and we ask that all lesser frequencies be exited now. Within our sacred space, we invoke the presence of our guides, angels, ascended masters, any deities or ancestors. We welcome all appropriate beings sent to us by Source that carry the purest, most advanced forms of unconditional love, truth, and light. As we create our sacred space and adjust to the frequencies that are raising, we ask that Source help us to ground and connect to the core of the earth, or ground into the earth as appropriate for each individual person, their own energy fields, their own needs. We ask that our guides assist us in grounding, enhancing or repairing our grounding cords if necessary. You can imagine this as a great pillar of light coming out of your body, starting with your solar plexus, moving down peacefully through earth, through sediment, rock, water, even life, connecting to the very core center of our planet. As you ground and connect, our beautiful planet and her soul, Gaia, may offer you a gift in the form of energy or color. You may have a visualization or a sensation. Allow that to come back up your grounding cord and merge with your physical presence. And as you are being blessed by Gaia and Earth, there is a crystalline cord coming out of your head, and you can follow that up to a beautiful light above you that is your high self. If you don't see it, just simply relax into the knowledge that your guides know how to help you maintain your crystalline cord, repair it if necessary, enhance it, strengthen it if appropriate. As you connect with your high self, you will be able to connect even further, following your crystalline cord up to the I Am Presence. This may be visible to you as a great sun or a beautiful light. Allow your guides to assist you and ask them to help you vertically connect with the most advanced form of the I Am Presence. As much as your conscious awareness can understand. And as you connect with the I Am Presence, you will be blessed with more frequencies of unconditional love and light. Allow those to come back down your crystalline cord and join with your physical body. And as you are emanating these frequencies, as they join together at your solar plexus and shine up and down and out in every direction, you will become a radiating sun. As you are shining and being blessed by Gaia, by Earth, and by Source, imagine that energies are coming forth to you to bring you harmony and peace and joy, to work on your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, as well as your physical. This energy can move out into your causal body, your astral bodies, all aspects, all levels and layers of you through all time, space, and dimension. Allow this light to assist you in adjusting your spine if necessary, balancing, healing, and aligning your chakras, blessing each organ with all the appropriate energies that are needed for alignment, healing, balance, productivity. Everything you need is within this light. Imagine now that you are creating a pillar of light that goes all the way down to the core of the earth and all the way up to the I Am Presence. We ask that Source assist us today by blessing us with release protocol so that all things released are surrounded with light and moved on to their own highest outworkings. We ask for divine accordance so that we work with the highest and best good for all involved. And with great gratitude, we open our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And I'm going to read a prayer from my prayer book, which is called Pocket Prayer Book, Excerpts from Divine Accordance. The first prayer is the prayer for protection. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, please send forth a safe and unfractured container of light to surround me. Please see that I am connected to Source and Earth so that I may know my own presence as I know yours, Father, Mother, God, Goddess. Please see that I am not compromised at any level or at any frequency. I ask for an invincible barrier of protection, shielding, and guidance to be sent from my highest source of light. Where truth and only truth are allowed, I accept no other. Please help me to release negativity, thought forms, entities, blocks, ideas, or anything not serving my highest good, and escort these things out of my safe container of light. I ask for assistance in cutting all cords around, above, and below me. Please turn any negative energy I am responsible for into love, and please turn any negative energy directed towards me into love. I know that as I say this, it is true. I offer my most gracious thanks to all who work with me. Thank you and amen. Imagine now that you are in your pillar of light. Above you, you can see layers. You may wish to experience these layers as floors of a building, layers of clouds, levels, harmonics, planes of existence. The label is less important than placing yourself in complete surrender to your divine light guides. Invoke now two guides to assist you. You may say something like this in your own mind. I ask that Source bring two guides to me today for my meditation, for my protection, and to help me find the most appropriate place to do my work today. Thank you and amen. You may sense these guides or see them. You may have a sensation that fills you with comfort or presence. Allow your guides to show up in any form that is appropriate for them. If you see them and they have any type of hood or shielding or anything that makes them seem hidden, dismiss them. Tell them they must go. If they are pure light, they will come back. But if they are not, ask for pure light. See what shows up. And know that is appropriate. As we are each protected in our safe and sacred space in our pillars of light with two appropriate guides, we ask now that these guides assist us in lifting up and moving up through these layers or levels or floors. We ask to be taken to a manifestation field that is an archive. We ask that we be taken to it now. Each one of us going to our own personal archive. Use your imagination now. Let it open up. And imagine that in this field that you begin to see something that looks like a billboard. And you may not be able to read this billboard, but you know that on this billboard is written a request. A request from long ago, something you prayed for, something you asked for, something you worked very hard to manifest. But this billboard is outdated. It is old. You are no longer interested in this item. And you know that it did not come for good reason. You know that it was appropriate for this prayer to be unanswered, and you are grateful. Imagine now that this billboard is being burned by the violet flame. That the violet flame is beginning to form under it, and it immediately transmutes the energy, the intention, and you are released. You are released from your old want, need, and desire, and you are no longer telling the universe that this is something you want. Imagine now that in this level or layer that you are presented in for this healing, that there are many, many billboards. They go back through the archives of your life. You are only being shown what is appropriate for you to heal and clear today. There may be 3, there may be 30, there may be 3,000. Whatever the number, ask the beautiful guides that are assisting you to help you only see what is appropriate to transmute with the violet flame today. And imagine that the violet flame moves through this field, that it begins to release and transmute, that it frees you from all of your old wants, needs, and desires. As the violet flame moves in every direction, transmuting, healing, clearing, releasing you. Imagine that all of these billboards are beginning to form into one great bonfire. This is not a hot or dangerous fire. This is a beautiful, energetic release. You are joyful and you are freeing up an entire field so that your energy is not distracted. Your energy is not pulled in old directions that no longer serve you. You are free now of distractions from the past. Your heart is opening to understanding that there are reasons that things don't come, that Source is always guiding you, that you are always in alignment with your divine purpose and being. With those billboards and those beautiful transmuting violet flames, you are releasing resistance, you are releasing control. You are in surrender to to the divine light of the I Am Presence. Your vision, your capacity for understanding are improving. You are expanding now in your light body. Your vibrations are vibrating higher than ever before and always appropriately for your highest and best good. Imagine that this field of billboards is now completely clear, that you are being blessed and healed in this moment, and that the violet flame comes to reside just with you. You may take a seat in this beautiful, vast, open field. Sit with the violet flame as if you were in front of a campfire and look deeply into it and see that not only have you released old things that no longer serve you, but now you have a more practical idea of how to manifest. Now you know that you can think about something and see if it carries the right vibration for you. Now you know that this field will no longer be cluttered and full of old energy, that you are free from these things that pull you in other directions that no longer serve you. Your wisdom, your understanding is opening. Now you will see that what you want and need are in alignment with your life path, with your highest and best good. And it will be easier for you to release things that won't work. It will be easier for you to manifest from a place that serves you, that serves humanity. Every vibrational increment, every movement that you make towards a higher frequency blesses not only you, your physical presence, your fields and levels and layers of existence, but it blesses every being, every human being, every animal, every aspect of the first dimension. Your consciousness, your alignment, and your freedom are very important for you and for all light workers. And as you recognize this, you begin to feel very heart-centered, trusting that your inner knowing and that your landscape for manifestation are becoming very beautiful in alignment with the divine, creative, inspired. The guides that have helped you today are still with you. And now you may stand if you were sitting, still in your field. And you may bless this area for giving you this visualization, holding you in your pillar of light and in this protection. And allow your guides to bring you back down to your physical body. They know exactly how to anchor you, but you must imagine that you are filling your body again all the way down to your feet and past your feet, all the way into your arms, past your hands, filling yourself. Loving that physical body, loving that third dimensional incarnation that you chose to make. Breathe deeply into this physical being. You are bringing clarified energy forth. Let your body adjust to it. Let your mind adjust to it. And you may take a moment now to address your mental body. When we want things, when we put our focus on something and we know it's appropriate for us and we decide this is what we want, the mental body can become very attached. And you just cleared many, many, many old mental body attachments. So take a moment to bless your mental body with beautiful pink light. Bless it with loving, nurturing, unconditional love. Thank you to my mental body for supporting me in what I believed was appropriate. Thank you for releasing today. Thank you for opening for new possibilities. Thank you, and I love you. Love that aspect of yourself as well as your emotional body and your spiritual body and your physical body. For you are, within your four main bodies and your human experience, you are in your own existence, the divine manifestation of your soul. You are within alignment of every soul contract that you have. You are in a committed and manifesting experience. By clearing these old things today, you have created more energy for your wishes, your requests, your desires, your prayers. Remember that today as you think and feel and see, as you walk, as you laugh, as you communicate. Breathe deeply into your choices. Know that you are aligned always with the I Am Presence. You need only to sit for a moment to feel how grounded you are and how connected. Remember that each word and each moment is an opportunity to bless someone with unconditional love and light, just through your intention. As you expand your journey today in communication, maybe through thought or prayer, notice the new energy that you have for creation. Notice your thoughts and what comes to you immediately. I am very appreciative to all of you for holding space for me for this call and for yourself as we work together, creating strong energy for everyone to be healed by. We all benefit from gathering. And I will now say a closing prayer. As we ground even further back into our physical bodies, we ask that the two guides that were sent to us today be blessed with our gratitude, appreciation, and love as we release them back to their realms of choice. Through our psychic ability, if we inadvertently opened up any fourth dimensional doors or any dimensional doors that need to be closed, any openings, we ask that those be closed, sealed now. We ask that Source help each of us to maintain our beautiful pillars of light without interference by being blessed in each moment with consciousness, awareness, being able to speak our truth and live with our heart energy present, always in balance. As we disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records, and our Oversoul connection today, we ask that Source bless any being or energy that we have invoked mentally through name or frequency. We ask that we continue to be grounded and connected to the core of the earth, connected to the I Am Presence, expanding in our pillars of light, but conscious and aware in our third dimensional incarnations. We release our sacred space, and with great gratitude, we close this meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Many of you may be experiencing elevated frequencies right now. If you wish to continue meditating, please disconnect and close when you're done. I hope that you have enjoyed releasing, clearing, and healing today. And if anything fabulous happened during your meditation, please send me an email. I love to hear the stories. Blessings to all of you. Namaste.